allowing Mike Johnson to bring it to the floor. And all of this activity about vacating the chair is springing from Donald Trump.
Right.
So he's a puppeteer, and he doesn't mind shining a light on the strings. So he makes these people look bad. But why is it that he is so pro-Putin? I keep saying all roads lead to Putin when it comes to Trump. But this is deadly serious in the lives of the people who have lost their lives in the weeks and months that we have just delayed all of this. And in terms of our reputation in the world, it is greatly diminished by what is happening in the House of Representatives.
I agree with you that Trump is ultimately the one blocking it. But just in terms of how this might play out or might get to a vote that actually does authorize it, it seems to me that Trump won't change, right? I mean, ultimately, the Speaker of the House, who's the person who, you know, is elected to run the House, he's the one who has to bring it to a vote and just damn the consequences, right? I don't see another option unless I'm missing it.
Well, you've described it. I mean, the point is that you can bring a bill under a rule, which means you need a majority to pass the rule and to pass the vote. They obviously can't pass a rule, so you just bring it under a suspension. Well, you need two-thirds, and we would win a two-thirds vote. But at the same time, his people are saying, if you do that, we'll vacate the chair and you won't be speaker. Well, you know what? What are we there for? We're there to do a job, not to keep a job. And the job right now is to fight for democracy in the world, play our role in all of this, as well as, again, have a respect for the institution in which we serve, which, of course, is lacking on their side of the aisle. They're anti-governance.
So let me be clear. Failure to reauthorize 702 or gutting it with some new kind of warrant requirement would be dangerous and put Americans' lives at risk.
This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. President's not got a free shot, all these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Welcome to the War Room. It's Natalie G. Winters hosting, filling in for Stephen K. Bannon today, Thursday, April 11th, in the year of our Lord 2024. I feel like I've already heard the word democracy, national security, you name it. That seems to be their word of the day, the word of the year. They'll probably make it Merriam-Webster's word of the year. But you know what? It is all projection. You guys have known that, frankly, since we started this show. These people don't care about democracy. They don't care about national security at all. Just look at what they're doing. The southern border. It's absolutely ridiculous. And since this morning's show, which of course had great coverage of everything they've been trying to ram through with FISA, which is a Trojan horse, though I don't even really like the Trojan horse analogy, because at least the city of Troy had borders and gates. We don't even have those. But they're getting ready to reauthorize again for a second round of votes. And they're actually going to make the period of authorization longer than 2 years. I believe sources are saying it may potentially be 5 years, if you can imagine that. How's that? Big middle finger to your face. I would say it's an insult to our intelligence. It's absolutely ridiculous. It seems like every week there's an issue that we have to come on the show and cover and throw down and, of course, continue to call our elected Republicans, if we even want to call them that, to actually have our backs and actually do something, not just use the word democracy when we're not actually one, we're a constitutional republic. But all that aside, I would say one of the surefire ways that they're destroying this country, democracy, constitutional republic, whatever you want to call it, is, of course, through voter fraud. We always say they used to do it by, you know, the Dropbox thing with Mark Zuckerberg, though he realized that was bad for optics, that maybe pushing the whole metaverse stuff. So now he's sort of out of the game. Just sort of rebranding, never really went away. But now what they're doing is they're going to try to fill this country with illegals who are all going to vote. And you know how they're going to vote. They're going to vote for Joe Biden, the person who probably invited them here and is flying them to whatever city they want to go to. probably a swing state, if you ask me. Now, we have great new reporting from the Gateway Pundit, from the Hoft brothers, of course. They're the best. We love them here in the war room. But new documents sort of reporting showing that there's a loophole, though I feel like that is not the right word because I'm sure it's all by design, that is basically allowing illegal aliens to potentially register to vote. Can you walk us through, it's just a preposterous story, what exactly is going on here?
Yeah. Hey, Natalie, thanks for having me. It's great to be here, as always. Yeah, we noticed this a couple weeks ago, or at least a week ago, where there was this, actually we received this letter from an individual. It's written in Spanish. The individual was in Florida, and this letter basically recommended this person to sign up to vote. And as we put this pieces together, we could see what was happening. These illegals are crossing the border somehow. They're getting arrested, or they're getting some sort of paperwork at that border, asylum paperwork or whatever. Somehow they're getting moved to Florida. And once in Florida, then they start applying for all these, maybe they apply as soon as they cross the border. But once in Florida, they start applying for Florida's basically welfare programs. They'll sign up and get they'll use the same paperwork they receive at the border to get a driver's license or a social security number. Then they'll use that same paperwork as well to get some sort of health or food benefits. And then, once they sign up for the food or health benefits, they will receive then this letter in the mail. The letter says, here's what you need to do to sign up to vote. The letter does, it's in Spanish, by the way, and we put this up a couple, a week or two ago. And it's in Spanish, and it really encourages them to vote. But the highlight of the letter is that it doesn't say, hey, it's illegal to vote in the United States if you're a non-citizen. That's not clearly identified at any place. Then these people sign up, and apparently then they're going to be eligible to vote. So we think this is happening not just in Florida. It's probably happening in other states as well. Problem as well now is if this is the case, if this is happening across the board, this breaks all sorts of laws, and we listed a number of these regulations in that post that you showed there. The main thing too, though, is that these individuals that are working for the government and these various agencies that are especially pushing this, they might be entrapping these individuals. These individuals, if they do vote, it's a crime, and they could just say, "Hey, I didn't know. Nobody told me." And then that place is really the blame on the people that are sending them the paperwork and signing them up to vote. Those people may be committing felons. And so it's a dangerous situation all the way around, not just for the illegals, but also for those people that are signing them up. Of course, this all, breaks a number of laws in the country. And it's kind of scary and shocking to think that this probably not, it isn't just happening in Florida. You can bet that it's probably happening everywhere.
Well, that sort of begs the question I was going to ask you. Obviously, Florida is a swing state that we've seen it, I would say, go a little bit more solidly Republican in recent years. But I'm just curious if you have any insight on how large you think this goes. I believe I had, was it your brother? I'm probably talking about, I think it was the Michigan voter fraud. And I asked him sort of the same question. How big does this go? What other states are implicated in this? It sounds like you may not know, but from the documents you've seen, just from your exposure to this story, do you think that this could be touching all states?
Well, I think it is, just because it's probably not just happening here. We saw another piece. Biden came out with an executive order here recently, or not recently, but some time ago, where he's pushing all these government agencies to get into voter registration. So what's the deal there? How did some of these agencies have anything to do with voter registration? Plus, isn't that a state activity and not a federal activity in the first place? But no, we've looked at there in Florida. There's most people sign up via the driver's license bureau, so they get a license and then they automatically are pretty much signed up. And again, there isn't a lot of wording there that would protect somebody from signing up if they're a non-citizen. But we're seeing that there's hundreds of thousands of non-citizens that are signing up in Florida for licenses. So this isn't just a small deal. This is pretty significant. And that's just over the past like 3 years. Hundreds of thousands of illegals or non-citizens that are any of their licenses anyways, for sure, which then would most likely automatically even sign them up for to vote.
You guys have obviously covered so closely, so intimately, I'm sure, much to the dismay of everyone in the Biden regime, the ways that they've rigged these elections. We, of course, have done that here in the War Room, too. And they've sort of seemed to have gone with the, you know, ballot harvesting, right, trying to change the laws to almost legalize the fraud, particularly with mail-in voting. But you guys have even sort of caught them red-handed, no pun intended, in doing this just foul play with ballots. I'm just curious if you think that this sort of shows a pivot in their strategy to some extent as to how they're maybe going to try to rig the 2024 election, or do you think this is something they've always been doing, but just taking a more kind of meta bird's eye perspective on this approach, do you think that there's kind of seeing the writing on the wall, the lawfare is not working, they see the surge of illegals, or do you think it's just sort of a happy accident? What's your sort of general politicking analysis of why they're doing this now?
Well, you know, Natalie, I've talked to some others about this, and especially after that Mike Benz came out and was on Tucker, and then he's been on the War Room, et cetera. You know, he really kind of points out this whole deep state situation and how big it is. And we've got a guy, I've been working with a group of people. We're trying to figure out ways to prevent the 2024 election from being stolen. As you know, I've written three books on the topic on 2020. And one thing we're doing is trying to clean up the voter rolls. We've got some experts like Chris Jersky that are working on that. We're also working on there's some lawfare going on that where there's some attempt at least to try to clean up and maybe even get rid of some of these machines, which I think is absolutely important. But there's other things that need to be done as well. And in talking through that, one of our experts says this feels like a military op, and I think it does. The more you get into this, the more you see how sophisticated all of this is, how we just every day, it seems like here and on the War Room, we come up with new things. And this is even related to 2020. This is 3 years later. And it's like this is not something that was kind of haphazardly thrown together before the 2020 election. There's been a lot of thought and energy put into this, almost like we've talked about the color revolution that is occurring against the United States. This is how it appears. It's so sophisticated. Even now, there's even new machines. I mean, forget about Dominion. We've got these new systems through B-Pro and No Ink and the poll pads and all this different technology now, and that's really frightening. And so, I think they're 10 steps ahead of us. Bringing in more new voters for Trump is a big part of it, and we should continue to do that. There's a lot more that we have to really, in my opinion, consider before we can ever, you know, sleep well at night thinking that we're going to have a free and fair election in 2024.
We have about a minute. I know it's hard to condense into that period of time, but what do you think are the primary issues, whether it's President Trump's team, just the grassroots, the War Room posse, that we need to be dialed in on coming into November?
Yeah, good question. Well, I think one thing for sure is these voter rolls. We need to clean them up, and there's efforts going on. I know another group in Michigan that's maybe working in another state that's doing some work. We've got this Chris Jersky guy who's gone through Florida, Texas, and North Carolina. There's some great work being done there, but there's a lot more that needs to be done, and it needs to be consistent and continue on a daily basis almost, because these things can change so quickly. We also know that there's things within the machines that probably we can't even control. We have to figure out a way to work around that, because I don't see by 2024 that we're going to get rid of the machines. I think that's probably realistic. So we have to figure out ways that we can prevent the steal with the environment that we have. And so I don't know exactly all the things that we need to do, but there's a group of us that are trying to figure that out, and we'll keep you posted.
And Joe, if people want to stay posted, follow you, get the Gateway Pundit, where can they go to do all that?
Yeah, you can go to the Gateway Pundit, and also I've got a site, joehoff.com, which is a separate site now where I'm sharing some of my interviews. I have the Joe Hoff Show on Lindell TV, and then I also am sharing information on my books and how to get those, the steal from about the 2020 election. So it's a great spot to go to. Thanks.
Joe, thank you so much for joining us. War Room Posse, we'll be right back. We got Dr. Gorka joining us right after the break.
The so-called financial experts thought we were in the clear. They were anticipating around 6 rate cuts by the Fed this year, and then the inflation data came out, higher than expected. Friends, this isn't going away. It can't. The U.S. is $34 trillion plus in the hole, and yet we keep printing money, which pushes the prices you pay every day even higher. So you can either bury your head in the sand or you can do something about it. Diversify a portion of your savings into gold with Birch Gold Group. Gold is your hedge against inflation, and Birch Gold makes it easy to own. They'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and you don't pay a penny out of pocket. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold. Then talk to a precious metals specialist on how to protect your savings from persistent inflation with gold. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898. Do it today. Action, action, action.
Your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Congressman Marjorie Taylor Greene from the 14th Congressional District in Georgia. Congressman, I think the audience liked what you just said, so I want to take a second and go back to the beginning. Give us your argument and then walk us through the complexity of what you're going to vote for in this warrant and then eventually why you're voting against FISA. Because the debate now is FISA or warrantless FISA. You're saying throughout the whole thing, and what would the deep state's response that be? The Marjorie Taylor Greene's irresponsible. She doesn't care about national security. We could have terrorist attacks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, ma'am.
Yeah, let's tell the truth to the deep state. The reality is, if they cared about protecting Americans, if they cared about our national security, they would shut our border down and deport the terrorists that they've allowed come in. They would deport the cartel members that are running the southern border, and they would deport criminals. That's what they would do to protect our national security interests. But instead, the biggest effort that I have seen this week has been everybody coalescing to get FISA passed and reauthorized. And I have been disgusted with every single ounce of it. It makes me sick because we all know that we don't need FISA. If there is a threat to anyone, any law enforcement in our country can go to a court and they can get a warrant and go after that person. We don't need FISA. FISA has been in place since 1978 under Jimmy Carter. It didn't prevent 9/11. And let's be real, when they strengthened FISA, all it has done, Steve, has been used to spy on the American people. They are violating the Fourth Amendment. Let me tell you the other tricks that have been done this week, and I cannot believe our speaker has done this. Warren Davidson has a bill that would protect people's personal data with FISA. Mike Turner on the Intel Committee has an amendment being voted on this morning, and I'm really interested to see if it passes, that would expand FISA's ability to go after people's personal data. Well, let me tell you the garbage Mike Johnson did. He's moving Warren Davidson's bill to protect your data to next week. But yet he's bringing Mike Turner's amendment in the package of amendments to be voted on this morning before we reauthorize FISA. That's the garbage that's happening. This whole thing stinks to high heaven. And anyone that tries to lie to you and tell you going from 5 years to 2 years for reauthorization is a good idea because it puts it under President Trump is lying. The truth is, Congress, we make the laws. We can change any department. We can change any program. We can change any policy at any time when we want to before it expires. So the 5 year to 2 year is not a victory. It is a loss for the American people to reauthorize FISA. And this is just going to continue the same garbage. And we don't trust the government to hold itself accountable. The government doesn't hold itself accountable. The government always screws over the American people. And that's why the right vote this morning, if you're calling into your member, needs to be say, yeah, vote for the warrant requirement, pass that, and then vote no to FISA and kill the bill. We should completely kill FISA. Republicans in the House should be holding the line, not helping Joe Biden, not passing his agenda, because right now the Biden agenda is to put Trump in jail for the rest of his life and let him die in a prison somewhere and continue to come after you and your family because you're a Christian and you're a conservative and you're a patriot and you love this country. And I'm sick and tired of it.
I want to go back over this past week. You know, we've got, you know, tens of thousands this week. You've got known terrorists. You've got fighting age men, 80% of the people. You got Chinese Communist Party members coming across now to the tens, if not hundreds of thousands. During the week, do they come and give you secret briefings and all the intelligence about the invasion of the southern border, where they're going in different cities, where the concentrations are? Or is it all about spying on the American people? Do they actually spend any time at all on the southern border?
No, not at all. Not an ounce of time, not a second, not anything. And I serve on the Homeland Security Committee. And by the way, Steve, those are my articles of impeachment on Mayorkas. It has my name on there. And I'm the only one that has actually brought accountability against the Biden administration by forcing our Republicans in the House to impeach Secretary Mayorkas. And here we are, like, not pushing and shoving and forcing Chuck Schumer to hold the trial in the Senate against Mayorkas. It's ridiculous. We didn't talk about that this week, but let me tell you what's happening right now. We have a classified briefing set up right off of the House that any Republican member or Democrat can go in and find out how scary things are in our state of national security and all the reasons why, the garbage reasons why we have to vote to reauthorize FISA and give the deep state the tool that they need to continue spying on all of us. That's what's set up right now in a classified briefing. Nothing about the border, but you can bet right now that your money is going to pay for terrorists that were brought into our country, paying for cartel members, paying for drug dealers, paying for illegal aliens to make sure that they're housed, they're fed, their kids go to your schools, and they get health care. And oh my goodness, let's make sure that they can vote. That's the biggest thing the Democrats want to happen.
Congressman, you've been every night on MSNBC and CNN. I see that Marjorie Taylor Greene is one of the leaders of the Christian Nationalist Movement. You're one of the neo-fascists. You're one of the leaders of MAGA. You're President Trump's biggest supporter. President Trump's a fascist. Explain to me just the politics. I understand. Why is Marjorie Taylor Greene neo-fascist? Why are you fighting to stop the state from spying on American citizens? And progressive Democrats are saying it's the end of the world unless we pass a bill that allows the state to spy on Americans. Explain that to the audience.
Well, the reality is the truth that we all know. They have to call me horrible names and turn me into a monster every single day and night on the news, because if they really allowed my words to be heard and told the truth about me, Americans would know that I'm actually very mainstream. And I'm actually, I think and talk like most Americans do. And that is the last thing that MSNBC, the Democrat Party, any of these people want real Americans to know about Marjorie Taylor Greene is that, uh-oh, we might actually agree with her. Oh, shoot, we might like her. She's speaking common sense, and she's actually fighting for our country and our tax dollars and our border. That's the dirty secret. They do not want anyone to know about it. It's exactly what they do with President Trump. And this is what they do with anybody that they know and they have seen up close, because they see me up close. They know I mean exactly every single word I say. And I'm not full of shit, just like Mike Johnson is. And I'm actually going to follow through with actions instead of lie to people on television and in press conferences and out on the campaign trail. That I actually want the action behind the words that I'm speaking. And they know that I mean it, Steve. And that's why they're calling me these names. And that's why they lie about me every day.
As soon as you bounce, we're going to go to the border with Ben Burquam. He's got another report of tens of thousands of illegal alien invaders coming across the border, even as we speak. And they all get in the phone. They're getting the money. They're getting air transportation deep to the United States. We're then going to go to Rome. Ben Harnwell's following. Right now, the New York Times is breaking a story that the Ukrainians, since they can't get volunteers and they can't get young men around 27 years old to come, you know, the 500,000 troops they need, they're sending amputees back to the front line. What is your situation with Ukraine, this Ukraine funding? And is Speaker Johnson going to live up to his word to make sure that we secure the border before we give one penny to Ukraine, ma'am?
No, he's going to live up to his word and make sure that he ships $60 billion of your dollars over to Ukraine. Doesn't that make you sick to your stomach? When you said that just now, Steve, like, my stomach flipped over. The very thought that we are paying for the slaughter and the murder of an entire generation of Ukrainian men, and that here they are, they're out of men. So these amputees, these injured soldiers that have already been through the buzzsaw on the battlefield are having to limp their way or crawl their way back up to the front lines because Zelensky will not work a peace deal with Putin, and America is breathing down their throats and saying, you must continue to fight, and we are going to pay for it and force you to do it. This whole thing is the most repulsive, disgusting thing happening, and the American people are the ones writing the check. And I absolutely hate everybody here that is doing this. I mean, I seriously hate them for doing this to the American people and paying for the murder and slaughter of people in Ukraine. Vladimir Putin has not said he wants to go march across Europe and take Europe. And the reality is Ukraine is not even a NATO member nation. But if you want to know something, Lloyd Austin and the others here, more than anything, want to send your uncles, your cousins, and your sons and daughters to the front lines in Ukraine, because that is the only country that for some weird, sick, and evil reason that they care about. They don't care about you at home. They don't care about our country. They don't care about our border. They don't care about any of that. They only care about Ukraine, and everybody should be demanding that the Republican elected Speaker of the House stop listening to the garbage and lies that he's being told and do the right thing. And if he's going to fund $60 billion anywhere, send it to the southern border. Send it to the southern border and secure the damn border. Stop funding Joe Biden's administration. Stop funding the open, deadly border invasion. And stop funding all of the crap that Americans are so sick and tired of.
We know you got to bounce. We've got about 60 seconds. Any advice for President Trump today when he meets with Speaker Johnson, ma'am?
You know, I love President Trump. I've spoken to him a couple times this week, and I really want to see President Trump to stay focused on the campaign trail. We've got to win this election in November. That's all that matters. And I want to see him defeat these awful trials that the Democrats have brought against him, all for politics. He doesn't need to be worrying about what Mike Johnson's trying to talk him into and Mike Johnson's trying to saddle up to him because he's scared of a motion to vacate. Mike Johnson needs to do his job and leave President Trump alone and let him win this election.
Congressman Green, where do they go to support you? Where do they go to find out more about your social media, all of it?
All of my congressional sites are RepMTG. That's all on my socials, and I appreciate everyone's support.
Congressman Green, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you,
powerful.
Steve.
Gold, 2420. That's correct, 2420. In fact, it's actually higher than that, I think, right now. Birchgold.com/Bannon. Go talk to Philip Patrick and the team and do it today. Understand what's happening. Short break. Berquam and Harnwell next.
Now that we are launching into the general election season, Patriot Mobile wants to celebrate with a very special offer. Just in case you haven't made the switch to Patriot Mobile today. Until March 31st, you can get a free month of service. That's a free month of service when you switch to Patriot Mobile. All you need to do is stop procrastinating and go to patriotmobile.com/Bannon. That's patriotmobile.com/Bannon and use the offer code SPRING24. That's patriotmobile.com/Bannon and use the offer code SPRING24. That's it. It's that easy. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the progressive left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message, just like you all did on Super Tuesday, that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, and our military veterans and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. The Patriot Mobile team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Remember, Patriot Mobile has 100% U.S.-based customer service. Get your free month of service and get it today. PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. For the free month of service, put in the code SPRING24. That's PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. SPRING24. When you make the switch, you get the free month. Or you can call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. action, action, action.
What you're showing us, what you're seeing in plain sight, the markings, the places to throw the ladders up, just seeing it so tangibly. And these crossings, I mean, obviously you've got, the United States has a crisis on its hands. But what's fascinating from what sounds like what you're saying is it's Mexican authorities who are taking action, that residents in Mexico are increasingly frustrated with the migration crisis as well. So what are you seeing on that?
So we were hearing that, and we wanted to see it firsthand, Aaron, and that's why we came down here and wanted to spend some time with Mexican officials and to see what they have put together as far as these new efforts is quite striking, because it is in many places along the border much more than you'd see from the U.S. side as far as a law enforcement presence. As far as what residents think, and I'm going to show you where we are because this gives a bit of context. This is actually a neighborhood here. If you pan, this is a private community that backs up right to the U.S.-Mexico border. And it's interesting because we've been in touch with Met residents on the U.S. side, and they're angry, and they have shared with us over the past several months that they have these migrants coming through their property, and that is frustrating them. The same type of frustration is felt here on the Mexico side, and communities like this is actually a private wall, are dealing with...
Wow, it's a private wall. Wow. The Mexicans... Who's had the back of the Mexican citizens more than Oscar Blue Ramirez and Ben Burkwamp for, I don't know, the last 3 or 4 years of the war room have been down. They put themselves in harm's way. How does it now, CNN's waking up, the Mexican government's waking up. Ben, the poor, if you're an honest, hardworking citizen in northern Mexico, your life's a living hell, right? Your life's a living hell. Here's the point. The good householder, the honest citizen, the person that just goes to work, wants to raise a family, and just wants to be left alone, right? To raise their family as they see fit and worship God as they see fit and make their way in the world as they see fit. Those are the people that the system is stacked against. Burkwam, you've been down there for years now. You're in La Jolla with the great police department down there that have been under siege. You just heard Marjorie Taylor Greene. We're in another huge fight on this FISA, warrantless FISA, FISAs with warrants, FISA overall, the ability 270,000 times they've illegally wiretapped or looking to American people's data or what they're doing. The whole week has been on this. Not one word, nothing really mentioned about the invasion of the southern border. You've been down there 3 or 4 years. Is this invasion abating? And now even Mexican citizens are going to their government and saying, hey, you're killing us here. We can't even lead normal lives because this thing is so out of control and we're in the path of it, sir.
Yeah, Steve, first off, just shame on CNN, 3.5 years too late. They knew exactly what was going on. They've been treading water for this regime for 3.5 years, knowing exactly what's happening. The reason Real America's Voice News exists, the reason my show Law and Border exists, the reason we're down here with La Jolla, Texas PD, and we've done the work that they should have been doing is because they've been derelict in their duty. Yes, the Mexican citizens, the law-abiding Mexican citizens, are just as pissed off as the law-abiding American citizens because they're getting screwed in this whole thing, too. You have millions of Mexican citizens who have family members in the U.S., who do commerce in the U.S., who want to go back and forth, who want to make Mexico great, who are trying to do everything they can to raise their children, love God, love their families. And you see this going on. And the height of hypocrisy and shame should go to AMLO and to Joe Biden. The only reason President AMLO is doing anything right now in Mexico is because this is an election year and he wants to keep Joe Biden the gravy train for the cartels and Mexico and for him in office. That's the only reason he's doing this show, this supposed show of force. But what we see every single day, what I saw yesterday in Reynosa, Mexico, you have 10,000 people. These camps are massive. The United Nations is pumping billions of our tax dollars into this. And every single day, Joe Biden is allowing more people across the border. We saw hundreds yesterday coming across with the CBP-1. They're letting them in through CBP-1. They're letting them across illegally, and they're flying them directly into our country. It is an absolute shame and disgrace. And the fact that they're focused on American citizens when they're allowing terrorists to come into our country and making it more dangerous every single day, these politicians should be out of office. And that's why it's so important that November 2024. But I want to give Lieutenant Casas the time, because these guys are really, this is the front lines. These guys that are out here day in and day out living in these communities that the cartels operate in. It's just, they're the real heroes of America, sir.
Lieutenant, give us a situation report. What, you guys seem like you're under siege. Tell the American people. In fact, we have a global audience. What's it like to try to be protect the people in your community in La Jolla and try to enforce the rule of law, sir?
Well, I can tell you what, I've been up since 2 a.m. this morning, and I'm still here, and I'm going to be here probably till most of the day because of the job that we have to do to keep the community safe. This struggle that we have with the smuggling cartels involved and all of that, it hasn't stopped. Every day this week, we've been able to apprehend at least one vehicle that's loaded with undocumented immigrants. And this is a nonstop thing. The more officers we have out there, the more we're going to catch these people. But we're such a small community. We're a small police department. But yet, we're in the fight. We're not letting off. And we're not going to let off. We have to protect our community and everything that's going to go north from here.
Lieutenant, do you feel as law enforcement and to the people, the hardworking citizens in La Jolla, do you think you've been abandoned by the federal government?
I believe so. That you have to think about it this way. If there's things that we've needed, and financially through grants, we get them. And you want the support from the federal government. And when you don't get it, then, you know, we have to find a way to operate with what we have. We've been up low, getting more equipment. We're getting ready for something. We don't know what's coming. But we know we need these all-terrain vehicles to go into the brush area where Border Patrol sometimes can't get to. Not even our units can get into. So we have these ATVs that we go in there in uniform, and we'll carry our weapons with us and everything because there's going to be something going on. We just know that that's going to happen, and we need to get ready. I don't know why I have to say this, but I know that the people know this of this nation. That people are getting ready because of the elections are coming up, and there's going to be a swift change, and it's going to be fast, and it's probably going to affect everybody. And us as law enforcement, we have to be ready.
Do you think that the invasions are now worse because the sense is that President Trump could win, and if President Trump gets back in, he's going to seal the border?
Well, yes. You know, when that word came out of mass deportation, it scared the hell out of everybody. And everybody that's here that's here illegally is messing with them. And it's affecting everybody. So that's an increase, an influx that we've been getting of smugglers, smuggling people out of our state. Because they know something's coming down the pipe, and they're preparing themselves. Just like we're preparing ourselves for whatever they want to bring, they're preparing themselves by trying to get out of here.
Lieutenant, are the cartels being more brazen today about how they're running? Are they making more money on human sex trafficking, human trafficking, drug trafficking? Are they being more brazen?
No doubt that they are, of course, yes. And we know that because some of these individuals that we've apprehended in just a few days ago, they even tell us, you know, hey, we're running drones on you guys. We probably have more drones than you guys have. And you know what? They're probably right because they do fly a lot of drones from Mexico into the United States. And they fly them into our city and adjacent cities. And they follow the people they need to follow. They know where Border Patrol's at. Just like Border Patrol may be able to know where they're at, it's just like a cat and mouse thing. And yeah, they are more brazen. And they're taking chances because it's all about the money. They're getting money, they're getting rich, they're becoming millionaires. And they're very young. Some of these are very young men driving $90,000 trucks like it's a game.
Hang on for a second. I think this is the audience may not fully comprehend this. You're saying that that the cartels brazenly are flying drones into the United States, into U.S. airspace, and they're actually monitoring Border Patrol or La Jolla PD or citizens that they want to monitor. They're doing this, and it's kind of unabated.
Yes, they are flying those drones into, and it's common knowledge for the federal government that understands that that's happening, and us as a local police department in our city, we know those drones are coming in. We've seen them ourselves. And it's not us flying them, it's them from Mexico. I've actually captured smugglers where they have on their phones drone footage of police cars, of Border Patrol. They monitor and they record that stuff and they send it to each other. And it makes them braver. They feel like they're untouchable because they don't have to touch our land to be able to give directions. They give them from the Mexican side using drones.
Have you guys raised that to Texas state officials, Department of Public Safety, Texas Rangers, or the Border Patrol that you're now being monitored by the cartels and their surveillance drones?
Steve, they're aware of it. If they don't speak about it, maybe they're not allowed to. I don't know, but everybody's aware of that. We all know that they use that. That's common knowledge to us. They don't hide it. These people do not hide that they do that.
Let me ask you, to go from a surveillance drone to an upgrade to an armed drone is not, once you know the systems of flying, it's not that hard. Do you guys concern yourselves that some of these drones eventually by the cartels may be armed?
Yes. Yes, that's always in the back of our mind that they could drop something on us. They could drop a grenade on us. They could use anything to harm us. We're very aware of that. But we try to take our precautions and try to stay as safe as we can. We try to use the best equipment that we have out there. We got better ballistic vests when we go out there into the brush. We have our helmets. We have everything that we can use. But, of course, when somebody drops a grenade on you, if that was to happen, you know, I don't think that any of that's going to help us. But, yeah, we're aware of that, and that's in our mind. And that's concerning.
Ben, can you hang on for 1 second? Can you and the lieutenant hang on? I want to hold you guys through break. I want to come back. I want to talk about your experience with Ukraine on the southern border. Right there, you're hearing it. You talk about brazen U.S. airspace. They're up there in Congress. And all the deep state's talking about is FISA to spy on you. Do you think for a second that they're concerned about the security of the country? When you see what's happening on the southern border, and do you see briefings on the southern border? Do you see them all coming saying, we got to shut down, that no, you shouldn't fund another day of the federal government until this thing's shut down? Do you ever hear them say that? No, you do not. And right there, you've got the thin blue line down in La Jolla, Texas, who puts their lives on the line every day. And now they say, yeah, we're surveilled by drones. They got better drones than we got. And you get you get these young punks, and they get the cell phones, and they get the footage where they're monitoring the La Jolla PD and the Texas authorities and the Border Patrol, who are all in harm's way. Are they talking about in that Washington, D.C.? And trust me, to go from a surveillance drone to something that's got weapons on it, because the cartel's got all the money in the world to buy the best. And why do they have it? Because the border's wide open and the Biden regime is in business with them, just like AMLO's government's in business with them, because people are making a lot of money. Sex trafficking, human trafficking, drug trafficking. This Chinese Communist Party is their partner. Second opium war. Opium war in reverse to destroy the American people with fentanyl and more drugs. It's all brazen. And what's the deep state? What are they all worried about? They're worried about the legal authority to spy on you. They're not worried about the border. Short break. I want to warn you of a huge change that could be coming to our money and our bank accounts. First, think back to 9/11, shortly after the government pushed through the Patriot Act. This gave the government power to spy on innocent Americans by monitoring our phone and email and tracking our movement across the internet. Now, Jim Rickards, editor of the independent financial newsletter Strategic Intelligence and New York Times bestselling author, is warning about a coming event that could elevate this governmental surveillance to a terrifying new level. In fact, some of the guests I've had on the War Room believe that the government will soon expand their powers to track our every move. If we say the wrong things on social media, donate to the wrong causes, buy firearms, or even vote MAGA, the government may be able to shut us out of our bank accounts. I can't say for sure if this will happen, but it's an interesting
and dire warning. Fortunately, Jim Rickards, an American patriot and friend of mine, has made it his mission to educate us on what he believes is coming and how to protect yourself from the possibility of programmable money. Watch Jim's warning video now before it's censored like I've been in the past. Go to RickardsWarRoom.com. That's RickardsWarRoom.com now to see the video.
With anybody, Republican or Democrat, if they say, you know what, we need more immigrants. Mm-hmm. In fact, I want more immigrants here. We need more refugees here. We want more refugees here. There's a way to do it. You know, the thing that always bugged me when I was, I have to say it, I'm sorry, there's no way to say it there. I don't have a bell to ring here. When I was in Congress, ding, what always bugged me was,
They're pitching about how you need the invasion for the economy. The economy's going to collapse. I kid you not. I'll get to that in the second hour because I don't want to keep the lieutenant and Ben, who are going to go on a ride, from going about his appointed rounds. Just one thing. Gold, as I said earlier, 2420, bounced around new high, broke 24. We don't give you financial advice, but we point you in the direction of people that can walk you through things. Birchgold.com/Bannon. Go talk to Philip Patrick and the team. Philip joins me tomorrow. We're doing coup d'etat Saturday. I'll talk more about that in the second hour, but go to Birchgold.com/Bannon. Do it today. Ben Berquam, they're making what Scarborough and those guys are egging it on, saying that central to save the economy. To save the economy, we need a bigger invasion. No, this is their new pitch because they're brazen. They're not going to stop it. I'm going to get to Harnwell in a minute in Rome to talk about, because now McCall's out there saying we got to get Ukraine. We need to put that bill up there. It's not going to have anything related to border security. Talk to me about you and the lieutenants and La Jolla PDs and law enforcement in South Texas and in the Rio Grande Valley, what do they know about Ukrainians?
Well, before I let Lieutenant Casa say that to Joe Scarborough, say that to the Iowa workers that got laid off to allow refugees to take their work. Say that to the Chicago citizens who can't get work because you've got illegal aliens taking those jobs. Say that to the millions of American citizens who barely have enough money to put the food on the tables because we're bringing in more cheap illegal alien labor to take their places. It's an absolute disgrace. I can't even, Steve, you know what you do when you play those clips. The audio, I can't say any. But and while this is happening, $60 billion to Ukraine, we've got Ukrainian soldiers escaping Ukraine to come here. Lieutenant, tell us about this.
Just a few months back, there was a pursuit that went through our city. We ended up in that pursuit, and that pursuit ended up crashing. It was a truck. Loaded with undocumented immigrants, illegal aliens. When we arrived there, we wanted the first to find, there was a lot of dead people, but we wanted to see who we could save and give first aid to. What was strange about all of this was there was two gentlemen, one that was standing up and one that was sitting down because he couldn't get up. And when I asked him, "Are you okay?" he spoke English to me. And I asked him, "Where are you from?" And he said, "I'm from Ukraine." I didn't pay a lot mind to that right away because there was a lot of people injured. But then I go back to him and I start talking to this guy. He pulls out a cigarette and starts smoking. His shoulder's out of place and broken. And he's standing up smoking a cigarette. And he tells me, "I am a soldier for the Ukrainian army. And I don't want to fight the Russians. And that's why I'm here." And I said, "You actually paid to be put in this truck that nearly killed you?" And he said, "Yes." They both ended up going to the hospital. I ended up going a few weeks later to talk to the hospital director and find out about these Ukrainians. And she told me they are now in the state of Nevada with their family. They're getting better, but they had some pretty bad injuries.
Hold it.
I had not ever encountered Ukrainians.
Hold it.
Died.
Sheriff, hang on. Lieutenant, hang on. Hit rewind for a second. Tell me about Ukrainian soldiers paid to basically desert and to come to the United States, to sneak into the United States illegally, and we shipped them then after they almost died, almost killed you. We shipped them into Nevada?
Yes. They did pay because, you know, that's one of the questions we asked. I said, "Well, why were you in that truck? I mean, everybody was being smuggled, including you, right? And he said, yeah, we paid. And they paid a hefty amount. I think it was probably like something like $13,000 just to get them across the river because they're not Mexican or anything like that. So they charged those guys more. And when they got taken to the hospital because they were injured severely. And I, like I said, a few weeks after that, I went to the hospital to find out about, to see how they were. And I was told they're gone. They're in Nevada now with their family. They're reunited with their family in the state of Nevada.
Lieutenant, let me ask you a question before we leave. How can the good folks, and I'm talking about the law-abiding bedrock of La Jolla, Texas, and I'm talking about the people that pay their taxes, that work, that raise good families, how can they consider law enforcement or the legal system in the United States or any law in the United States anything but a joke when every day they see with their own eyes exactly what's happening here on the invasion of this country and people are making money? Some people are looking the other way. Some people are just taking the money. How are they supposed to sit there and abide by any rules or any laws if they see what's happening on the most fundamental issue about our sovereignty, sir?
You know, we have a lot of good people, and they know this is happening. And sometimes they even question us. Me personally, you know, I'm going to use myself as an example. They've asked me, how can you continue doing what you're doing? And, you know, and all this is happening. And I tell them, we have to. If we don't do it, who else is going to do it? You know, we're having a hard time dealing with this. I know that here in Texas, the good thing is we have DPS helping us out. You got the Rangers. You got all these men that are helping. And we're very grateful for that. But it's the community themselves, the people that live here and in adjacent cities. They make that decision, you know what, we're going to do things right. There are some that may go rogue on us, but they'll end up in jail just like the smugglers. But yeah, I can speak for the majority of these people. They do the right thing. They work hard. They open up small businesses, and they just want to survive. They don't get no freebies. They just want to survive, just like us.
No freebies. How do we get social media? How do you get to your new episodes? How do we get to Lieutenant's social media?
I've got new stuff coming out. So much content. We got yesterday at Ben Berquam on all social media, frontlineamerica.com. Carrie Donovan's been putting out a ton of articles, the new stuff, but stay tuned for that. And then americasvoice.news, new episodes of Law and Border will be coming out. And then La Jolla, I think Facebook, La Jolla, it's LAJOYA. Texas PD. If you go on the Facebook page, you can get there. You can contact the station if you want to support their work and find out anything that they need. I would absolutely recommend you guys doing that.
Lieutenant, go with God. Our prayers are with you, sir. Unbelievable.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you so much, Steve.
That's a hero. Those folks down there are heroes. The citizens are heroes. And the police. Short break.
Right now, millions of Americans face prescription medication shortages. The FDA's medication shortage list currently has over 120 prescription medications listed. Some patients are being forced into more expensive substitutes, while others are rationing what little medication they have left. Don't get caught unprepared. That's why I want you to pick up a Jace case today. The Jace case is a pack of essential antibiotics that can treat a long list of common bacterial illnesses, including UTIs, respiratory and skin infections, plus much more. And each case can be customized for your specific needs with dozens of add-on options. Just fill out a simple online form and Jace handles the rest. From the online evaluation to licensed pharmacy delivery and ongoing care, visit jacemedical.com and use code Bannon at checkout for an extra discount. That's promo code Bannon at Jace, J-A-S-E, jacemedical.com. Get the Jace case and get it today. Action, action, action.
War Room at checkout to save 67%. Do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. If you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there, do it today, check it out.